Hello, and welcome back to Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your co-host, Erin.
And I'm your other co-host, Ashley.
It's a different voice.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get there.
Oh.
I'm trying to get there.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm excited to be here.
We haven't recorded in so long.
Yeah.
We're married.
Oh, well, we're married, you guys. Like, it's not... If we're not married, we're not doing this podcast. Like, that's on God. Like, if we're not married, we're done.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of it.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in a couple of weeks because we pre-recorded some. Then we just... Last week, we physically couldn't find time together.
I just couldn't.
Our schedules were completely different.
And that's life.
And busy.
That's life.
It was there's nothing worse than coming home from vacation into, like, a busy work week.
I needed a vacation from... returning back from vacation.
Yeah, I was more tired this past weekend.
Same. So tired.
Yeah. That's, you know, a privilege, but
yeah, so. Yeah. No, I'm just bitching about, like, things that piss people off and I don't care.
Yeah, and we still have write-ins back from the ice storm in Portland.
Yeah. No, I have random notes in my phone about things that happened, like, before Palm Springs.
I know. I kind of don't even remember how to podcast. Like, I don't even know.
Same.
I don't even know where to start. There's so much to say. I don't know where to start.
There is a lot to say. I have a ton of news stories I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I have also, yeah, there's just, like, tings.
A lot of tings.
This random notepad in my phone has, like, random thoughts.
Yeah. Well,
it's good stuff.
Where do you want to start?
Well, how are you? I mean, how have you been?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I'm actually trying to stop and think. Like, how am I doing?
No, like, how are you physically, spiritually?
Because it's so easy to say, oh, I'm fine. But, like, how am
think about it.
I doing?
Really think about it.
I'm actually doing good. I feel like I've had, you know, despite just saying I was so tired last week, I feel like I've had a lot of energy recently. I feel like going to Palm Springs was such a nice little break. But you guys know this. If you go listen to episodes from last winter... You will see how dark I was. I was down. I had seasonal depression bad.
I thought you meant your skin, like you were tan.
Dark. No, I was very white probably. But I was so depressed last winter. Not depressed.
Every winter.
Seasonal depression. This winter, I'm doing really good. I just want everyone to know.
No, she is. She's doing well.
I haven't cried. I haven't complained about the weather.
She's doing well.
I didn't even feel like I needed it. Like, usually I feel like I need a vacation so bad. Even when I went to Palm Springs, I didn't feel like I really needed it at that time to get sun.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to know, like, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that's why.
I think we've just had a busy beginning to the year.
Yeah, we also have a lot of exciting things happening, good things to look forward to. So maybe I'm also feeling excited about certain things.
Yeah.
Should we say one thing that's happening to us?
If you want.
What? You don't want
to? No, we can. I don't care.
Well, I know you're weird about.
No, I'm not weird.
Well, you are weird.
No, I'm hella weird, but I don't care.
Well, we bought a house.
We bought a home. Another home.
We bought a home. And that's also why we were, you know, we've just been busy signing. This is the thing about buying a house.
Dude.
I love our lender. If anyone needs a lender, let us know.
No, like, this has been the easiest one that we've ever gone through.
Yes, but the funny thing about buying a house is, you know, it's never on your time. They're mm-hmm. like, we need this form signed fucking 1 minute ago. Okay, you dumb bitch. That's basically what it's saying.
Everything they ask for, it's already late.
They're like, we need it seriously in 5 minutes or we can't close this loan.
No, literally, if you don't send me your bank statements in less than 30 seconds,
then your rate's going to change.
Your rate's going to change and we don't know what it could be 30%. And you're like,
yeah, you're like, oh, okay. I'm running to my computer.
Yeah, like, okay.
I feel like it's just crazy because you are on call 24/7. Even when they said, let us know if you're planning to go out of town or leave your house anytime.
Like,
I was
what?
Like, oh, yeah, we're like on vacation right now.
I was like, I'm currently not in state.
So... But everything's electronic.
I don't even know why they asked us that. Like, it was weird. But
yeah,
this has been the easiest.
It has.
Of the prior purchases we made. They've been the best.
Not a super stressful purchase, which has been nice.
No, they have been amazing. We weren't, like, planning on necessarily buying. So this, we just, like, it just, like, happened.
No, and this is why I tell you guys, Remember when I told you about my vision board I was doing? I literally have this exact house on my vision board. Okay. So if you don't believe in the power of manifestation.
Swear.
It's insane.
No, swear.
I'm telling you. You can really, anything you put your mind to, Ashley. This is a motivational podcast today.
Today, it is about motivation and manifestation.
No, seriously.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I put my old vision board right next to my bed. I look at it every night.
We're married.
Yeah, our bed.
She stays doing that.
Whatever.
She'll be like, my house. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I do that to my sister sometimes. I'll be like, yeah, my mom.
No, wild.
Like, our mom.
Yeah.
You're there.
You're there.
But this vision board, I put it straight in front of my desk.
Yeah.
I really be taking that in subconsciously, Ashley.
You're tapping it in.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited. Maybe, yeah, I can't complain, honestly. How are you doing?
Excuse me. I'm good.
Pucksney.
That motherfucker. Finally.
He did it again.
No, finally. He did it once.
Yeah.
No. Honestly, I don't know why he doesn't say it's going to be spring every year, because the least he could do is bring us hope.
No, I'm
but
not.
But I don't think his name was Puxitani this year. It was like Puxwani.
Well, probably his
didn't
cousin.
Somebody drop him last year?
I think that was a few years ago. Bill de Blasio.
That was insane.
De Blasio? Blasio?
It's up for interpretation.
The mayor.
That was insane that you just dropped it.
Well, they're probably.
That's why that's why he said spring.
Yeah, they're probably. Yeah, literally. They're probably little scrambly like critters.
No, what they're like, I would be nervous to hold a groundhog. Like, they look like if you grabbed them in the wrong spot, maybe they'd bite you.
Of course. Like, I don't know why all of us had rodents growing up. I would be terrified to reach my hand into a cage and grab a hamster. That bitch is biting me.
No, a guinea pig?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
I guarantee you when we have a kid, though, like, I will be buying sick shit like that.
Well, just like, we need to talk about it first.
We won't.
I know. That's the crazy part. If you come home with like 10 rats
hey,
or hamsters,
hey,
I'm going to be
rats?
So...
Rats?
We had a rat. We
that's no,
this.
You guys are sick for that. That's fucking sick.
My sister did.
We will be rolling up in the car, give you a little toot toot. We're home.
I'm going to be so pissed.
And we will be pulling out the biggest hamster mansion you've ever seen.
No, I already know you're going to get one with like all the tubes and everything. I'm going to be so pissed.
They're
you're
like
cleaning it.
They're low-key white trash. No, that's what my mom used to say. Like, if you want it, you have to clean it and be responsible. And
I never did.
I will say I was decent. I didn't shoot 100% though.
No, it's
hard. My mom ended up cleaning it often.
Of course she did.
Bless her heart.
Your mom is still cleaning up. Or wait, did that guinea pig die?
Phoebe died.
Oh yeah, big rip.
Big rip to Phoebe.
But she was still cleaning Phoebe's cage.
Of course she
was.
Dad was. No, one thing about my family, my sisters specifically, and me included, in college, we have all gotten pets and then just like left them with my parents. Like for me, it was my turtle Nene.
Yeah.
She
did give it a nice aquarium.
No. Nene had quite a story.
I think you already talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, well, then,
if
you're new here, I had a turtle in college. Her name was Nene. She ate her aquarium mate, Quay Quay.
Like, that's her sister.
Then she ate her.
How do you know if a turtle's male or female?
I don't know. I went on a road trip for basketball and I came home and only thing that was left was the shell.
That's like insane.
Yeah, it was sick.
I like actually think about that a lot.
No, I do too. Because like, were they not? Here's why I put them in the same thing. I'm sure somebody's gonna be like, you can't put them in the same. When I bought them at the market in LA, it's like a street market. Mm-hmm. There were minimum 75 little baby turtles in this one box.
Well, but aren't turtles vegetarians?
Not her.
Maybe they eat other things, but I know they eat lettuce.
I honestly am unsure.
It's because just crazy that it ate another one. And like, did you not leave it food?
Of course I did.
Enough food?
Yeah, of course. I think I actually had somebody coming by to feed it.
Wow.
I don't know. But anyway, she survived. Maybe that person ate it.
Yeah. Or took it out.
They said bon appetit.
Took it out of their shell.
Maybe they have my
Aren't
other turtle.
Aren't they kind of, you know, this is going to be a dumb question.
Okay.
Aren't they... Isn't the shell part of their body?
I have no fucking clue.
Like, how do you, would you get it out of the shell? You can't pull it out, right?
Maybe it just like popped out.
No, but it's like attached to the shell, right?
I don't know. No, like, I'm not sure.
Huh.
But they were like, when I got
some research,
when I bought them, they were the size of like a quarter. And by the time Nene passed at Hala's house, she was the size of a dollar bill. Like, she was huge.
Is a turtle an amphibian?
It's a reptile.
Or a reptile.
I think it's a reptile.
Wait, what's an amphibian again?
No clue.
A frog.
Amphibian maybe is something with gills.
Oh.
Don't quote me.
I have got but to also, go back to school.
But also, like, quote me. I don't fucking care.
I need
continuing education. Tell your kids.
I need a history class. I need a science 101 class. I need those things.
No, same. Why were we talking about
turtles?
No.
Because we said the Maryland.
No.
What's a terrapin? Is that a real thing?
A terrapin, they only live in Washington, D.C.
Those turtles snap.
I think what I had was a little snapper.
No, Ashley. Those are like wild, aren't they?
No, I had one of the ones that had like a red like streak on its cheek. Somebody okay. will know what I'm. Somebody will know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Somebody out there in our like.
Oh, a ninja.
One of our little one of our little teapots will know.
Leonardo, which is the red one.
first of all, like, I don't think his name was Leonardo.
I
think it was Michelangelo.
What was the other name?
Probably Picasso. Like, aren't they all?
I don't know.
Van Gogh.
That was a funny guess.
No, there was
a Leonardo.
Didn't he eat the pizza, actually?
Well, that's the one you probably would have got.
Yeah, I would share pizza with my turtle. No, one thing about my family is we will bring home pets and leave them. And so my youngest sisters brought home this fucking guinea pig named Phoebe.
Yeah.
And then they just left it at my parents' house. And so my parents used to make Phoebe like
chopped salad.
Like elite chopped salads.
Yeah.
But big rip to Phoebe's.
Yeah.
We've lost a lot of pets in my house.
How did we get here?
And that's a good question.
Phoebe, you were buying our kid a turtle or...
I'll buy them whatever they want.
I don't know. We bought a
new house. Oh, yeah, we bought a house. No.
And Pucksney.
Pucks.
That's where we got here. Pucksney. So it's spring. And I did feel a little pep in my step that day, which is crazy because I know it has nothing to do with it. But it has been on like weirdly warm now.
Yeah, it hasn't been a bad winter.
No. Anyway, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back. Before we went to Palm Springs, it was bleak. Just the ice storm was so annoying.
Oh, someone wrote in and we're now getting around to it and said, how are you two girlies doing in the ice storm in PDX?
Okay, I've never experienced an ice storm before. To the point where I couldn't walk out my house.
We couldn't walk our dogs.
No, it was, and like, we were lucky, like, you know, we didn't, our power didn't go out. Like, we were like very lucky.
Yeah.
But like, we couldn't walk out our front door. And I know a lot of people like had the same experience where like their driveways or like their walkways look like glazed donuts.
Yeah.
That really was our reality. Could not get out the front door to do anything.
I've never seen it like that to where you couldn't even go out, you know, like walk down. And it, cause it didn't melt for what, 3 days? Yeah. The sidewalks are so bad. Finally, when we could get on the roads, we had to drive our dogs to somewhere, to a park that we could walk them.
Yeah, ice is.
And you know what? Thank God I bought my walking pad.
No, literally.
Because I was losing it for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, and this is the second year in a row where we've had a trip to Palm Springs scheduled and it got canceled because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to move it. Last year we moved it like a month. This year we just moved it obviously to the next weekend.
And thank God it was better weather.
It worked out. No, there. let me just tell you guys how these things work out.
Burnt toast theory, Ashley.
Burnt toast theory. Let me tell you guys how these things work out. We were supposed to go to Palm Springs, ice storm. So then that weekend that we're supposed to be in Palm Springs, we went and saw this house.
Yeah, we went on, I think, Sunday when we could finally drive. Because we had spent so much time inside. Obviously, I always live on like Redfin and Zillow, and this house popped up and we were like, oh, okay, And then we start talking about it more and more and more. And then all of a sudden we're like, we should go see it.
Like, let's just go see it. It's not that far. Let's just go see it. So we went and saw it. And then the next day we put an offer in.
No, the same day.
Well, what are, okay, like.
I'm just telling
you. Minor details.
I think that's a big detail. It was like, saw it,
it's
offer.
It's crazy. And then here we are. And then we went on our trip. There was better weather in Palm Springs. We were able to just like it just like all worked.
We wouldn't have gone to see that house.
No, we would have missed out on that house.
Which is crazy to think about.
It is.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. It just like always, things just like shake out.
Yeah. No, really. I do believe in timing.
Yeah, it is. You just like have to let things work out. Like if it's meant to be, it's going to happen.
If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. If you love something, let it go.
Yeah.
And if it comes back, it's yours. And it did.
Yeah. The ice storm let us get the house and dicks. I got dicks that day in Seattle. It was great.
The burgers.
The burger spot. Guys.
I was like,
you guys are sick.
Where are you going with this?
You guys are sick. You're included.
Well, you said, and we got dicks. I'm like, excuse me?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
We do.
Apologies.
We do live close to a Dick's now.
Right down the road.
And if you guys don't know what Dick's is, next time you go to Seattle, you have to stop.
It's going to be a problem. I know that.
Yeah, that's.
That's going to be a big problem. The only, I will say, the upside about Dick's is that you have to get out of your car to order it. Like, there's no drive through. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you have to really want it.
Yeah.
In the Northwest. Like, you got to want it.
Yeah, that was, like, such a fun thing to do in high school.
Yeah.
To go, like, hang out up near there.
I will also say, one thing that bothers me about Dick's, though, is that you can't, like, make changes to things for speed and just, like, production. They, like, just, like, be racking these burgers out. It's still good, though.
Isn't that where Macklemore did performed on top?
On top of it.
That wasn't the Dick's?
No. That wasn't the same Dick's, but...
Yeah, there's a lot more now.
There's one actually right by my office. Remember? Ick's.
Yeah, there's a lot more now. There used to be just, I think, like one, maybe two.
Yeah, I think he performed on like the original Dick's.
I'm surprised the roof didn't cave in.
Same.
But good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
I'll never forget that he performed at my prom.
And you guys left early. It's still insane.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like, okay, so all that stuff happened, but before Palm Springs, I was just like, I want to go to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
This was our eighth winter there.
I know.
Eighth winter straight. Like, we've gone there every single year. Mm-hmm. And
People think we've been new there. We've been going.
We have been to going to Palm Springs for almost a decade.
Yeah.
And I really love it there. I feel comfortable there. I know exactly where my spots are.
Yeah.
We did try a different breakfast spot this time that was like a French restaurant. Don't fucking get me started. The orange juice, I think about it every hour.
Yeah, honestly, I love when people, it is annoying to ask when people ask for food recs, but like I actually really do, because I'll usually say, okay, when I have time, I'm gonna actually give you
I wish I was better at just like making lists in real time.
I know.
I'm just like, oh, I just want to go with you and take you to places instead of.
I know, but I really always want people to experience, you know, it's like, I want you to have a good meal.
Yeah. A lot of people always say that they just like vicariously eat through us.
As they should.
Yeah. Like, one thing about us is like, we're going to walk and we're going to eat.
Yep. We're going to walk. We're going to eat. We're going to get a little workout in and then we're going to eat.
Not me. Not on vacation, y'all. Aaron like runs. And I don't. I won't. I'll never do that.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm just cranky when I don't.
I know. It's more for your mental health than anything else. And I appreciate that because it does have a direct impact on me.
The one thing about me is...
like, it does.
I've really learned that as I've gotten older. I know when I have to set an alarm, even though I don't want to get up early or do that, because I know I'll be a nicer person that day. And that's growth.
No, that is growth and maturity and... selfless.
It's honestly a sacrifice.
No, it's like,
I am a hero.
It's big time selflessness, because the days you don't work out,
I'm different.
I want to be at work all day.
Oh, really?
You're just like moodier.
But not like moodier.
Yeah. It's a little bit shorter. Or like more stressed. Like you haven't had like an endorphin release. Like, you just haven't had, you need it.
No, literally.
I know.
Yeah. That's why, you know, if you are listening to this podcast and you don't work out often, how do you keep your mood up every day? Mm-hmm. For real.
Yep.
I am not okay after like 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm you don't even want to know what I look like. Pucksney being pulled out from the winter, about to bite somebody.
No, literally. Like squirm. No, ready to squirm out of their hands. Their leather gloves.
And then someone drops me and then I'll be even more pissed.
Yeah.
But all to say is I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing better now that we like have gotten back from that. You know, I love Palm Springs. Yeah. Everybody keeps telling me I look Puerto Rican, and thank you.
Oh, because you got a little color.
No, it's the first thing anybody says when they see me still.
Really?
Yeah, because I really do go from looking like a tub of Elmer's to like a can of pinto beans.
Yeah.
Like, and my skin is brown. It's like red brown. You know, when I get tan.
Yeah.
Round, if you will.
Well, you don't really wear as much sunscreen.
I hate when you say that still because like I do.
Not like enough.
I wear it. And then when I have like, I feel comfortable, then I'll wear my sunscreen, which is 15, not 39 or 57, whatever you use.
Yeah. We have different skin.
Yes. You're white. You're a white tortilla.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Let's see. I need to pull up my notes too.
Let me tell you, I have two notes in my phone. These are just like homeless people updates. Things that I've seen homeless people do recently that just...
This could be a whole segment.
No, this could be a segment for forever. One, when we were in Palm Springs, y'all. So we were walking and this guy was like... He crossed the street. Maybe, I don't know if he crossed the street. He was just like walking at us on the same side of the sidewalk. And I was like, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to do this. He just was like finicky and I don't know. He was like tweaking out. He stops at this hotel that had a water fountain in front of it. He fills a water bottle from the fountain.
No, it was like, I think people are going to think a water fountain. It was
a fountain
with water.
That like a bird fountain.
No, not even a bird. Like
If I was a bird, I wouldn't drink
a garden fountain.
It is sick.
Like big.
It was a huge fountain. Like
the fountain in Rome.
No, like birds might take baths in that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or bigger birds.
Or fucking people. Like, I'm not sure. It was huge. So he fills his water bottle with that. And we're walking up. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then he like flips around and hides behind a street lamp, like a pole. And he's just standing there with his back like he's hiding. So I instantly am like, let's get it. I was like, I'm ready to fucking go. If this is it, then this is it.
I just kept thinking about, I cannot believe he just filled his water up in that fountain.
Yeah. Aaron was like, I was like, you didn't get like any type of, I was ready. I got so nervous.
I knew I could take him, but
no, for sure. We would have beat his ass.
I was more concerned about how he was going to drink that water. And then also,
no, he's ill. Yeah. From drinking that.
Yeah.
He's ill.
I know. No, obviously, I'm always worried when I see somebody like creeping around.
Yeah, I get nervous just seeing like any male.
No, this by is myself. Actually crazy because we've had talks with some of our guy friends about this. As a female, you notice every person when you're outside, like even if it's daylight or night, like no matter what time of day, you're noticing people that are outside walking. And like, yes, we live more in a city, so you know there's some different types of people around. But we were telling our guy friend that, you know, obviously you always like cross the street. I don't know. You're just aware of your surroundings and you can feel threatened all time of day.
I'm hyper aware of.
Yeah.
And I've just like, I've seen way too many crime documentaries. It'd be the people that don't look like it that are the ones.
Right. But he was, he said, because we asked him, how often do you feel threatened? He was like, never.
He was like, I've never even thought about that.
And it really,
like, what you mean?
It really blew my mind how we're living in such different lives.
Yeah. I feel like, last night when I got home, at like, I don't know, 11 something. And when I went to take a step onto the curb and a guy walked right by me and I just like instantly froze.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like guys would just like walk by and like not, they'd just be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Like whatever. I was like, nah, no, I'll drop my bags right now. And
where's
swing.
My pepper spray?
No, I will drop my bags and fucking go ham. And if you don't think my keys are in between my knuckles when I walk through the streets, you're tripping. I'm ready.
It's like women, we are always on the defense.
I'm hyper aware of my surroundings.
And it's crazy that men wouldn't even think that. Our guy friend literally said, I thought women maybe were looking at me because I was attractive.
You fucking wish. We said,
first of all,
you fucking wish.
That's confident.
No, men have.
You
like
need extreme, to check yourself.
Men have extreme confidence.
Like, second, no, we're not looking at you because you're hot.
I'm looking at you because I'm scared you might like attack me. Right. Not because you're quote hot. Right. Sick fuck. Like we've already covered, stalkers not hot.
No.
So anybody in that realm, not hot. Yeah. Not hot. My second one, I was walking the dogs last week and I just saw this guy walking on the other side of the street and he was talking into something. And I was like, wow, he's talking so loud on his phone, but whatever, go off. And then I realized that it was actually an electric toothbrush and he was holding it like a cell phone and he just kept like clicking the button to like, you know, make it go zzz. And he'd be like, I said no. And then he clicked the button and like he was hanging up. Like it was.
That's iconic.
No, it was actually what he was like, lose my number, click. And it was just something that brought me a little light that day.
No, you text me that because I was at work really early that day and I don't think I like worked out that morning. So I was just cranky. Like we just talked about.
Typical.
And you sent me that and it actually, you said, I just saw a homeless guy talking to an electric toothbrush. And like, no, not like, no. Hi, how are you? No. Just that. It made my day.
Yeah. It just like.
I'm like, of course he was.
He said, he was like, call me, page me, beat me.
Buzz me.
Buzz me. Bzz.
That's so good.
Yeah. I hope it really did have batteries in it or like it was charged. So it was buzzing when you click that button every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He at one point though, he was yelling in the thing.
Yeah.
Like into the. Those are just my homeless updates. Like
I like that.
Some can be scary.
Yep.
And some can bring you light.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the thing. You just really never know.
You never know what you're going to get. You never know what you're going to get.
Even when someone's walking towards me yesterday, I always walk with the meanest mug on my face. And this guy said, oh my God, I love your dogs. And it like took me a second because you started walking straight for me. So I'm like, okay, we're ready. And then it takes me a second to be like, oh yeah, let me completely change my face to smile. Yeah. Say thank you.
Yeah. Whenever I'm walking the dogs in the morning, I look like a little boy. I have like a beanie on and like my jacket. Mm-hmm. So they can't really tell. That's when people should be saying good morning, sir. Guys, it happened to me in Palm Springs.
Oh yeah.
Guys, it happened to me in Palm Springs. I was going through security. And the security guy said to the lady behind me, he said, oh yeah, ma'am, just go ahead and get behind this gentleman. I looked around. And I was like, he's fucking talking about me.
That was crazy.
And the lady was just like shaking her head. Like, we both knew what happened.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. It.
But we don't need to go over that again. It's just like, that's one thing that happens to me more than I think it should.
No, it's just like.
It's insane.
I don't get it.
Like, I have a bun. But when I'm walking the dogs, I'm trying to look like a man.
Yeah.
So that people don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Period.
Those TikToks are funny when people are walking around New York at night, these girls, and they try to actually look like a man.
Yeah.
So they don't be messed with. I'm like, yeah. That's so.
That's where smart. We're at. That's yeah. where we're at.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Well, also, Super Bowl is coming this weekend.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Okay. I saved this to tell you. So this is a few weeks ago at this point now. Maybe it was after. Actually, I think it was after the day that Taylor went on the field.
Okay.
And we got tons of content of them just like being a normal couple.
Being in love.
Which is still crazy because you think about all the biggest celebrity couples and you don't really see them interacting.
I love how normal they are.
They're so normal. Anyway, I had a dream that I was dating Travis Kelce.
Dude.
And I'm not like someone who's obsessed with Travis Kelce in effect. Like I think he's gotten cuter now.
Of course. He's had a glow up.
Yeah. And like certain commercials, I'm like, oh, is he hot? That's crazy.
Travis Kelce's a try. He's hot.
Yeah. He has like swag. I like how he like wears weird, you know, like out of the box things sometimes. But I woke up from a dream and I was like, this has gone too far. Like this has gone too far.
It's crazy. That she said it was a dream and not a nightmare. And we were probably sleeping right next to each other. It's just crazy. That's cheating.
Well, it's just weird because you're watching all these like videos and pictures of Taylor Swift like holding his hand, kissing. And so it's like.
Aaron said, I wish that was me. Oh, no, that's fucking nuts, y'all.
so weird.
You'll just never live up to their expectations, and that's something that you have to get over.
No, I just woke up and I was going to tell you, and I said, no, I need to say this on a podcast. No, this is just so
that's
weird.
Wild.
It's so weird. It was so real.
I think I would also have a dream about dating Travis before I had a dream about dating Taylor, though.
Really?
I do think that.
That's funny.
One, I just like don't think Taylor's my type. Like, I'm not out here like, Taylor's hot.
No.
Like, she's great, but she's not my type. So I think I would probably, and like, it would be, I'm a football fan.
Well, you let's know? Talk about the Grammys for a second too.
Okay.
I loved it. I thought the Grammys was fun to watch. I would never really like tune in for the Grammys, but I actually was excited to watch this
She
year.
Actually made me turn off a movie I was watching.
Because I wanted to see the performances. Like, I love the music award shows. I don't really care because you guys know I don't like movies. So I've never seen half the movies. I don't know who these people are. I don't care.
Let me tell you guys what happened that day. We got home from brunch with our friends and we were both so tired for some reason, like tired.
Yeah.
Aaron was like, I'm going to take a quick little snooze. Mm-hmm. So I was like,
and like, I don't really just like fall asleep fast.
So I was
you guys
like,
know I overthink everything.
A nap. And so I was like, perfect. I'm going to put on something I want to watch. And then maybe like if I sleep, that's fine too. But if not, like fine. As soon as Aaron wakes up, she was like, why are we watching this? Like, put the Grammys on. And it was like, bitch, you're asleep. Shut up. Like, and what did I do? I turned off my movie and went to the Grammys.
You said, oh, I'd watch it.
But the reason I wasn't like trying to watch the Grammys right away is because I knew we could fast forward through commercials. And then we ended up having to watch the commercials halfway through the show anyway.
Well, why didn't you say that?
Because it's just like sometimes it's not worth dealing with you in a certain mood to like, it's just like not worth it. You have to pick and choose your battles with you sometimes.
No, this goes back to you just like not standing.
No,
up, like,
you were on one that day with me. You said I didn't want to like you. And like, that's okay. We all have our days.
There's one thing about
me. So it's just like, I'm not going to do this today.
There's some days where I'm like, I just don't want to like, don't hold my hand. Don't hug me. Like, I just want to be alone. But
no,
like,
she said,
sit next to me.
She said, I don't want to like you today.
I just wasn't in the mood.
No, like, but she was in the mood to tell me to turn off my movie. And then it's just like, I'm not going to then be like, No,
because you get bothered when I'm not just like being normal, laying and all these things. I'm just like, I just feel like being me today, like being an individual.
So
and then you're
being
like, what's
me.
Wrong? Is it? And then I'm like, no, nothing's wrong. Now that you asked me that, now I'm pissed.
Well, I'm just like, are you okay? Are you good? And you'll be like, I'm fucking fine. And it's like, okay. I was just asking.
I didn't say that though.
No,
I
but
said I'm fine.
Your face gave that.
I was just like, don't touch me.
So like,
I wonder if anyone else feels that way.
And this really stems back to like how our relationship began, because there would be sometimes where I would be like, oh, do you want to hang out? You know, when you're like obsessed with somebody when you first start dating and you want to see them every single day. And I would be like, okay, like, am I coming over today? Or like, what are we doing? And you'd be like, no, you can't today. I'm going to bed. Bye.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's crazy.
Because, okay, one thing about me too, also, if I'm tired, I don't care.
No, you don't.
You don't exist to me.
No, I don't. Nobody does.
I was so tired. I needed a nap. And then I woke up and then I was like, okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So that's how we watched the Grammys. I never finished my movie.
No.
And that's that.
You can't later.
Another one bites the dust. You can't later. Another one gets 75% in.
No, that makes me sound like I'm psycho. That doesn't happen very often.
The way Waffles and Webby are like weirdly cuddling right now, he's cuddling with her ass.
Yeah,
it's cute.
It is cute.
Yeah,
like once a quarter, once every two quarters.
That's four movies down that I haven't seen. Probably like once a quarter.
Oh no, I'm saying my mood.
Oh, your attitude about not liking me.
Yeah, but it's not. It's nothing personal.
I would say
that's what I kept telling you. It's not personal.
And that's the craziest thing, because is there anything more personal? Then your significant other being like, I just don't want to like you today.
I never said I just don't want to like you.
I think you said that in the shower. You did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You were like, I just like don't want to like you today.
I just said, nothing's wrong. Stop looking at me.
No, you guys. It's like, it's hard. So like, those of you that like are with Geminis, like just stand together. Because like
I said look away.
No, like it's one of those things where like,
but can you grab me a snack?
No, swear to God. She was like, put the Grammys on, and so I did. And then
no, I didn't say put the Grammys on. I said, don't you want to watch the Grammys?
And that's another thing she does, is she really gaslights you into doing things.
Why?
Like, don't you want to watch the Grammys? Don't you want to get up from the couch and get something for me? Like, it's nuts. Yeah, and then we ended up, yeah, we watched the Grammys.
Yeah, we watched the Grammys.
We watched the Grammys. I've never watched
now
them.
Now I forgot my train of thought where I was going with that.
You liked them.
I liked them.
And that's today's episode. No, I liked him too. I normally think Trevor Noah is cringy as fuck.
You do? I like Trevor Noah. I liked his book.
That's the last time I liked him.
I used to watch his show.
I did not think any of his shit on his show was funny. Almost ever.
Really?
I would say less than 5% of anything that I've watched on his daily show that he did, did I actually think was funny. Mm. I think a lot of it was like, he just says it's like forced or cringy. It's not funny.
Okay.
And I think the little guy that was on his show wasn't funny either.
He had a lot of them.
Well, I didn't think any of them were funny.
Okay.
He's probably my least favorite. Like, I thought Jon Stewart was much funnier back in the day.
Hmm.
He's coming back to
the Daily Show. I guess I don't mind Trevor Noah. Yeah. I think I thought he was funny. I remember listening to him a lot when, like, for political news, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think it was, wow, I guess 4 years ago now at this point. I needed some laughter in those dark times.
Yeah, I like tried. I really did try with him to get into listening to, because what is it? It's like ears only, like his show.
Yeah, he like daily would just like release as a podcast.
Yeah, I really would try. I just don't think he's funny, or like his written stuff. It's just like, I don't know. Maybe it's his writers then. I'm not sure. Not to blame the writers. It's never them.
Wow.
It's never them.
Wow.
It's never them, but it's somebody.
She's gonna be blackballed. I hear you though. I hear you. I thought he did a good job.
I thought he did really good. I thought I actually laughed a couple times. Like, yeah. When he did the, like, as you see how Taylor Swift walks by and the economy raises and those tables, like, there were funny, like,
because it was all uplifting jokes. And yeah, I think if anything we learned from Joe Coy is that if you're gonna do a joke that makes fun of somebody, you either have to know them. It actually has to be funny. I don't know. That's such a tough thing to do, to make fun of a random celebrity.
I'm not doing that. No.
I wouldn't go that route either.
No, like, these are your peers. Like, nothing, this isn't a roast.
But the thing is, it's not even your peers. They're like mega movie stars and you're a comedian.
Trevor Noah is on that level.
No, Trevor Noah is, but I'm saying
Joe Coy is not.
That's what I'm saying. That was not the same
level. I liked Chelsea Handler's little dig at him the next week.
Chelsea Handler can do that because
she's also like, I mean, she's one of like the first like,
yeah,
female comedians.
That's her brand too.
And that is her brand, to be a little bit more like brash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Coy just flopped. That was a big flop. But I did like Trevor Noah's stuff. I would never want to host a show because
especially
a live show. Like, there's just much shit that can happen and go wrong, and people are popping in, they're popping out.
Especially when you're doing a bit with somebody random and they're like not laughing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would do if that on TV.
That the Ziggy Marley one was not funny to me. That bit that they did together was not funny to me. But again, like, that was forced. Like, all of his improv stuff is funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked all his outfits. I thought he looked cute.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Trevor Noah is cute.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think he's cute.
Okay. When he was dating Minka Kelly.
Well, you're dating Travis Kelce, so like,
yeah,
you can eat everybody's ass on that.
Yeah, I liked him that day, probably, when I didn't like you.
No, literally.
The thing is, I didn't like you that day, but I always love you.
No, that is something we talk about a lot, is Erin doesn't like me every day, but she does love me.
It's not every day. It's once a
quarter.
No,
that's not what I meant. I didn't say you didn't like me every day. I'm saying, like, there are days where you don't like me every day.
Isn't that normal?
I'm not sure. I've only been married once.
I think that's normal. You can't like everyone every single day.
Write in and let us know. I don't know.
Do you like me every day?
All day?
No, just do you like me every day?
I mean, yeah, there's periods of every day I like you.
Well, then, same.
No, you didn't like me that day.
You did something to bug me.
And she still won't tell me what it is.
I'll tell you later.
Is it because I didn't walk the dogs with you?
No.
Because you didn't want to talk to me anyway.
When?
You were already past the point of not wanting to talk anymore.
Oh, it was before that.
Oh my God. Can't wait to find out.
Like, you just bugged me and I didn't want to talk about it.
No, like, these are the things, y'all. Like, I have no idea what, like, I have no idea.
It's not a big deal.
I know, probably not.
That's why I just let it go.
Okay. She let it go into not no, talking
for real,
the
people
day.
Are gonna think I'm so crazy. I know I'm hard to date.
So, like, I know. I literally have no idea what I did, and she just didn't talk the rest of the day until she took a nap and then felt like she could talk again.
My mom would say that's so Aaron.
She will say that.
Yeah.
When she listens to this, for sure.
It's so Aaron. Anyway, okay, back to the Grammys for a sec. What I was gonna say about Taylor Swift is, she needs a new hairstylist.
I'm done with the
I'm
hair.
Sorry. I'm done, like, with it. Her face always looks great. I didn't really like her outfit. I never, like, her style is, like, fine.
It's hit or miss.
I liked the green dress she wore in that other awards show. I didn't love her dress, but she needs a new hairstylist, for real.
Yeah.
You're telling me, I know her hair is always kind of, like, laid back. Slick it back once, or, like, do something, like,
do something different.
You know, it's a award show.
I'm sick of one side is behind the ear and the other side's not. There's always a braid. I'm just like, it's time to mix it up. It's just time to mix it up. Like,
or straighten it all the way. I like, she does that sometimes.
Something.
Shows.
Just like something.
Just something.
Something else. It's just like not my favorite look.
That's just not my favorite look, but that's my one thing. And same with Miley's hair. I loved all her outfits, but Miley's hair was giving. I mean, a lot of people liked it because they said it was Dolly Parton, which.
I heard a lot of people said it was her boyfriend.
Oh,
have you seen them? They have the same hair.
No, I actually haven't seen him.
Let me find a photo.
I love Miley, though. I will always ride or die for Miley.
Yeah, she had a great night that night, too. Like, she
was having fun. She's confident. Yeah. She doesn't care what people think. She is such a performer. Like, she never gets nervous. She makes everyone feel comfortable. Like, she's iconic. She's rare.
She is rare. Look, Max Morando, they have the same hair.
Oh my God, they do have the same hair.
No, they have the same hair that night.
That's her boyfriend?
Yeah, he has like a mullet.
Who is he?
I don't know.
I didn't even know she was dating someone.
But I hated her hair.
I know.
And we need to talk about Miley. No, I love Miley. One of the best concerts I've ever been to. We need to talk about how celebrities, you guys have to do better with your spray tans.
Oh yeah,
there's no reason that you guys have orange hands.
Yeah,
orange palms. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's broke bitch shit.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I know.
You guys, there's no way. Nobody told y'all.
Or their feet.
That shit kills me.
I don't know why. I just yeah.
It kills me.
Yeah.
Like, because we all know you guys are doing that, obviously.
Yeah.
But also, like, you can hide it better.
Yeah, nobody on their team caught that.
Nobody.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And, like, y'all knew she was going to perform. Like, maybe we didn't know she was going to win, but, like, you guys knew she was going to perform.
Yeah.
It's just, like, that wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't it.
She wasn't the only one either. So.
And, okay, wait, I wrote down a couple things from the Grammys I wanted to talk about. Oh, the Luke Combs.
You guys, that was beautiful.
Combs?
Luke Combs. Now you have me.
Combs.
Every time you do that, then I question my entire existence.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, Tracy Chapman, that was iconic. Tracy Chapman is so cute.
She's beautiful.
Stunning. Her skin, stunning.
Flawless.
She's aging well.
No.
How old is Tracy Chapman?
I'm not sure.
Let me look.
You see, her song is number one right now.
Because people are probably like, who's Tracy Chapman?
No, literally. Adult education, as we stated.
Tracy Chapman age. Hold on. 59 years old.
Dope. She killed the performance. He was so, like, respectful too. Like, you could tell it was just like a really big deal for him too.
I know.
You know. He seems like a sweetie.
Yeah, he seems really sweet. And the fact that she hasn't performed in ages, hasn't been seen, icon. That was such a I loved that.
That was probably my favorite performance.
Me too.
Let's go through the performances.
Dua Lipa.
Fine.
Dua Lipa is so hot. I'm sorry.
Dua Lipa can get it any time.
Like, every female and every male has to think she's hot.
Jack Har- the song Dua Lipa by Jack Harlow is how we all feel.
No, it's,
like
it's crazy how like there's no other word to describe her but hot.
No, she's so hot. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Stalker is not hot. Dua Lipa hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, hers was fine. I don't know. This was whatever. And then SZA's, okay. I wish SZA would have just like sat on a stool or like stood at a microphone and sang her songs.
Yeah, she was trying to make it like her music video.
I didn't, and I'm like, I don't, I'm not into that. Like the ninjas swords. And shit, like I'm good.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite either.
I just wanted to hear her sing.
One, I don't know if you actually saw, if you were up walking around. The other one,
I was probably getting you water. Up walking around by choice?
She was like on the swing.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just like Miley might have been one of my favorite performances. Like it was really good.
Okay, wait. I have to talk about, like, you guys know I ride or die for Jay-Z. His speech was really weird. I was trying to get people's take on, because I was reading like comments and Twitter and things, and people were saying Jay-Z was spitting facts. He was giving like Kanye, just saying how the Grammys are such a fraud and all these
people
things.
People need to stop. Don't ever fucking comment or say that Jay-Z is giving Kanye. Nothing what he said, nothing was like erratic, irrational. That was all very thought out.
No, but
thoughts.
It was an odd speech because he's getting an award at the Grammys.
But like he's not the first, everybody hates the Grammys.
No, I know he was speaking out. But then it did make me think, because I was like, wait, because Beyonce's album Renaissance came out in 2022.
But I don't think she was allowed to get nominated for it this year.
But why?
I don't, because it didn't, she wasn't supposed to. Like, it wasn't like her year to get nominated. Like, for some reason, the album didn't qualify.
Okay, this is what I don't understand then. So, because Midnight's Taylor Swift's album came out in 2022.
Did it?
Yeah, remember I looked it up? That's why I was confused.
When did SZA's album come out?
What's like, that album called?
I don't know.
I'll just look. Hold on. I just want to confirm that Midnight's release date. Yeah, October 21st, 2022.
But Beyonce's was January 1st. Like maybe it's a certain window.
Time.
Yeah. Look at like Grammy nomination window or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Google can tell us a lot.
I just thought that was weird because all of these things. Oh. October 1st through September. Wait, no. Okay, so maybe it is depending on.
Like, she was probably nominated a bunch the year before. Because that album still has a fucking chokehold on me. Renaissance, stop.
The Recording Academy has extended the eligibility period for its 2024 awards to September 15th, 2 weeks later than August.
Okay.
So maybe that was it. But I just thought that was so weird because when Jay-Z brought up Beyonce has the most Grammys, but she's never had Album of the Year. And I was like, that is weird. Why? How did that happen?
But of course. J. Cole's never won a Grammy.
Yeah, well, he did, but it was
his own
with
Grammy.
The collab.
His own Grammy.
Yeah, it is weird. Because then I was thinking, I know.
Drake has 5.
Yeah, like we started thinking about all these famous people. Lauryn Hill had what, 8 or 9 from one album?
And like, I love that album. Don't get me wrong. But I have loved more than 5 Drake songs too.
Yeah, but it just doesn't make sense. It's crazy.
Yeah, no.
Drake has 20 albums.
Yeah, I don't think like what he said was like out of pocket or weird or anything, because it's like the Grammys don't really matter.
Victoria Monet winning new artist of the year.
She's not new.
She's been around for so long. How was she even nominated in this?
It's crazy.
People
to me
don't remember the song Monopoly.
No, it's
that's
crazy.
My favorite song.
It's crazy to me that even SZA like has just now getting like Miley won her first Grammy this year.
Yeah, true. I know. It's
like,
so weird.
None of this makes sense because it's all subjective. It's opinionated. Like, it's not. They're just fucking people voting on what they like. Music isn't like. It doesn't make sense how they just like the Academy votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems so weird because it's not like Lana Del Rey was in a couple. I was like, I didn't even know she had an album.
I had no idea she had new music.
I haven't heard it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and now that it's not on TikTok, that'll be interesting, too.
Yeah, well, it's just crazy that nothing, like, streams don't matter. Like, it's really just, like, opinions.
Yeah.
It's just opinions.
It's just opinions.
And, like, yeah, it's just a crazy, like, that's, I think Drake had posted something, like, you know, just so y'all, like, the Grammys don't really mean shit.
Yeah.
Like, awards don't really matter, like, what you're doing. Like, think about your daily, like, you could be getting millions of streams every single day and, like, your fans really love you and you don't have any Grammys.
Yeah.
Like, the Grammys don't fucking matter.
Yeah.
They all, like, and I feel like the, like, even Miley, like, hinted at that, like, this is great and, like, I'm really, like,
yeah, I'm but, not gonna, like, change.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't gonna, like, change my happiness. Like, I'm really happy.
I wonder how many Grammys Mariah Carey has.
I'll find out.
But also another thing, Christina Aguilera.
She slayed that night.
I could not get over how she literally looked like she was back in the 90s.
Yeah.
She went through a phase where, remember, she used to wear her hair really curly.
She has six.
Mariah Carey?
Mm-hmm.
So Lauryn Hill has more Grammys than Mariah Carey?
Off one album.
That's insane. I mean, that the album is iconic. I'm
no,
not
it is iconic. And like,
but like, Mariah Carey has so many good albums.
It's like, she's the part owner of Christmas.
She should have a Grammy.
She's fucking Mrs. Claus.
That song should have a Grammy.
Yeah.
But no, like, that would never be voted for a Grammy unless they have holiday song
of
the year.
That's why I'm just like, what is the point?
Yeah.
If it's not based off of like what the fans, like, it's just based off of what like 30 random fucking people in Hollywood think.
Yeah, I don't
get it. I don't care what y'all think.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It is weird.
And did you see that Jay-Z used it as a sippy cup?
Yeah.
He poured a champagne in it?
Uh-huh. Then so he bounced.
That's some shit I would do. I'm out.
Then he bounced. Beyonce and her. Did you like Beyonce's outfit?
I did. I like Beyonce's outfits. I like what she wore.
And her, she was looking real Houston.
I like that.
H-Town.
I like that. I liked her outfit.
Blue Ivy's so cute, too.
She's so cute.
I love her.
I love that she went on stage with him, too. It was just cute.
I know. She's just so calm and...
She's a calm presence.
Yeah. Old soul, it seems like. Okay. Well, let me look at my other Grammy list. Did you have anything else? Oh, Taylor dropping a new album, obviously.
I thought that was kind of weird.
You did?
I did. It kind of made me cringe.
Oh, really?
It did.
Well, everyone thought she was going to announce Reputation was coming out at midnight.
I think people were wondering if she was, what she was going to say if she did win an award, if she was going to do, because like, she's known for like making political statements when she wins awards.
Mm-hmm.
So people were saying like, we don't know if she's going to make like a statement about politics because the elections are starting, or if she's going to announce like when Reputation is coming out or a new album or something like that. I don't know. I just like, it was cringe.
Well, people are mad at Taylor Swift for ignoring Celine Dion when she got her award. The gays are not for it.
I'm pretty sure they like, they debunked that and like they were like backstage like hugging and shit. Like it's not,
oh,
that's
I'm
not
sure,
reality.
But
no, like gays, calm the fuck down. Calm the fuck down. Just relax, dude.
The gays are upset.
People aren't always coming after us.
Celine Dion is probably one of the number one gay icons.
And like, she made it out that night. She looked gorge.
She did.
She walked on stage. Her and Taylor like were hugging. Relax.
Oh, wow.
Gay people really like, we just like be doing the most sometimes. We'll be like, oh my God, they looked over our shoulder and it's disrespectful.
It's because the gays ride or die for their people.
And I get that, but just relax. Like, we all know that Taylor ride or dies for us too. So just like,
please
relax, guys. We're like doing dumb shit now.
I don't think her announcing her album was cringy. I think
how she did it was cringy. I just like wasn't my favorite.
She just looked nervous and it was kind of awkward. But Taylor is awkward. But also, the part that was cringy to me was her pulling Lana up on stage. Like that was, I could not watch.
Okay. I think the reason I thought it was cringy is because she's in a room of like her peers.
Yeah.
It's not like she's announcing it at the Super Bowl in front of like fans. And like, don't get me wrong, I know that all those people are fans of each other. Like we've all seen the videos of like Taylor singing every song or like.
Yeah, but the thing is when she did announce it, everyone they showed was like panning around the room and everyone had like that fake smile on.
I just like don't, I do think that her peers are maybe sick of her.
I'd be like, God damn it. Stop another dropping year, new music.
Another year, another fucking album.
No, I would be annoyed too. I'm like, give us a chance.
Did you see what all the songs are called?
I didn't look at the names, no.
Like, this album is about Joe.
I mean, duh. No, they did it for 50 years.
I have to fucking find the names of the songs because they're, like, little guy. Like, no, they're, like, okay. She threw straight shade.
Well, I'm excited to hear more.
No, I have to find it.
Okay. Well, wow. I'm excited.
I'll find it.
Okay. The other thing I wrote down on my Grammy list was Oprah. Why was Oprah at the Grammys?
What was Oprah doing at the Grammys?
Why were they filming her so much?
Fucking Oprah. No, actually.
I love Oprah, but like, no, what was she doing there?
I love Oprah too, but then I had this thought and I was like, what? How did Oprah get to where she is?
Yeah, you asked me that. How did Oprah get to where she was?
How did Oprah get to where she is, where she's presenting at the Grammys? Like, I know she has had a talk show for a long time, like all these things.
But like, what with music?
What did Oprah do to be at the Grammys?
What has she done for music besides have people on her show?
No, we're unsure.
And I'm not saying she shouldn't be there, but like, it was confusing.
Fucking Oprah, dude. Like, if,
I was gonna say
me. No, I wouldn't. Don't fucking do that.
No, not but me like comparing myself
to Oprah. No, but it was weird because it's just like, babe, what are you doing there?
What are you doing?
Okay, these are the names.
I do love when she's dancing and singing though.
Fortnite.
That's
the tortured
a song?
Yeah. The Tortured Poets Department. My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
These are long names.
Down Bad. So Long London. But Daddy I Love Him. Fresh Out of Summer. Florida. It had an exclamation point. Guilty as Sin. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can.
These are long names.
I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Okay.
The Alchemy. Bonus track is The Manuscript.
It sounds like it's going to be really sad.
Hopefully
I don't like you on that day, so then I can be sad and emo listening to it.
Well, you've already made up your mind. I feel like it's going to be it's going to be sad.
Because the next album that she makes about Travis will be happy.
That's going to be a summer album.
Yeah.
This is a great sad time album.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to hear. Obviously, her and Joe had like a great relationship at some point. Like,
they did it for so long.
They dated for a decade.
And they broke up and then just like moved. She moved on. So like, yeah, I need the details.
Need I need the details.
Very interesting.
Yeah. But Little Man or whatever, that one sent me.
That's so funny.
That's shade.
That's not about Travis.
The way he can just pick her up and throw her around.
What's your prediction for the Super Bowl?
Chiefs win by one.
Oh, wow.
On a field goal. And I just came up with that, and that's what I'm sticking with.
Okay, I'm going to say Chiefs win by 20.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know, I just feel like that's such a random
20 is such a random number. Because
can you even, like, is that even happen a lot?
I don't know. That's I feel
maybe
like
14.
That's good. Like two touchdowns.
But I was thinking two touchdowns and. And then three touchdowns and missed a field goal.
Aaron doing football math is wild.
Three touchdowns and one missed field goal.
Okay.
But
maybe.
Yeah, I'll say 20.
Okay.
I think that could happen.
So Aaron says Chiefs plus 20. I say Chiefs plus one.
Okay.
Do you saw the video of when the reporter yesterday asked Patrick Mahomes to do a Kermit impression?
Yeah, that
and
was.
And he said, I'm talking, that's it.
No, I love Patrick Mahomes.
He knows.
We have been talking about him before.
Okay, and his dad bod. I've been saying that I thought Patrick Mahomes was soft. Like I was like, no, he doesn't have like a like he's not like
he's
one
not
of the,
muscly.
He's not one of them ripped quarterbacks.
No,
you know, like he's soft.
I love everything about his Oakley sunglass ass.
Yep. Yeah.
He is so funny to me. He's so goofy.
He is. He's. There's nothing serious about him to me.
We're already at an hour and we didn't even talk about Nicki Minaj either, and I wanted to talk about that.
Let's get into it. I'm done with the Grammys.
Okay. We're going to have to talk about our write-ins later.
Maybe I'll just go do them in my solo app.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I can send you them.
Okay.
And also Love on the Spectrum. Don't talk about that without me because I have a lot to say.
That has to be its own episode.
Yeah.
Like the
we had so many
own.
People tell us to watch season two, and thank you for telling us.
No, thank God we did.
It changed my life.
I've been really introduced to some of my favorite people.
I think that's also why I was mad at you that day. Remember? I said, you never bought me a Tiffany's necklace that says lioness.
She said, you never took me to Africa. Like, dude.
You never buy me a gummy bouquet.
That's what really sent her off.
No, I was like, the thoughtfulness, I can't even go into it right now.
She's going to be mad at me again today for this stupid gummy thing.
Okay. What was I just looking at?
You said Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, and then, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj drama.
Yeah, I want to talk about this before it's 17 years too late.
First and foremost, whose side are you on here?
I'm not on any side.
Okay.
Because let me tell you why. There's some history with Tory Lanez and Megan and Nicki. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's so many things to unpack.
There's a lot to unpack. I'm not making my choice based on knowing any previous history about their issues.
Okay.
I'm literally just saying song for song.
Oh, for song for song.
Song for song. If you didn't really know and you were just like, okay, these are two diss tracks, who did it better?
Okay, well, if I'm basing it off of the amount of minutes I laughed, Nicki Minaj. I've never laughed harder at a song.
Whatever your opinion is and whatever, yeah.
I think Megan's song was better, but Nicki Minaj, her song, her whispering at the end, her ASMR, her going off unhinged about random nonsense, her on TikTok commenting on everyone's videos, like the whole thing is so funny to me. She really lost it.
Yeah.
She really lost it.
Yeah. I like Nicki Minaj's song more.
You do?
I like Nicki Minaj's music. Like, I like how quirky, like, it's just so different. And it's she so always different. Has like,
she's funny.
Like, her music is funny and different. This is a weird comparison. Hot take. Nicki Minaj to me gives like Eminem, like early different Eminem voices. Where she does different voices. She does like little blurbs in her music, like laughs.
Yeah.
Like Eminem used to laugh in his music. He'd be like, ha 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 ha. Like little random things like that where you're like, that if that wasn't in the song wouldn't be as good.
They're both Roman.
Roman. Okay. I just will always lean towards Nicki Minaj because I like her style.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I listened to the song and I noticed that it still had over a minute left, but the song was ending. And then she said, hey.
She said, you lied on your mother. You lied on your mother.
She said, you want to talk about families?
She said, reindeer games.
She said, wait for installment two.
You came from my family. You better apologize to your mother.
Okay. So when she did that, I was like, this
Bubs doesn't like that.
No, he hates it. It's okay, Bubs. When she started whispering and doing ASMR on the mic, I fucking lost it. Like,
actually,
that was,
we were laughing so fucking
that
hard.
Was so funny, but like,
what are reindeer games?
Classic Nicki.
Oh my God.
Classic Nicki. And the way she calls her Bigfoot is so fucking rude.
No, it's like it's all so funny. I love old school rap diss battles. So like, I'm here for it. But also, shouldn't we all be mad at Megan's ex? He cheated on her?
Yeah.
Why are they getting beef?
He started it.
I don't understand why Megan came so hard for Nicki.
Me either. That's why I don't really understand all the beef and all the drama. I know Megan like apparently got shot and like everybody's saying that's a lie.
And then they were connected somehow.
Yeah, like I don't, again, I'm just,
Megan's law.
Have a party in her jaw. Like these are bars. No, like these are bars, like real life bars.
She was waiting for years to drop Megan's
Law.
Oh
my God. Years. Years and years.
And if
years.
You don't know what Megan's Law is, Google it because you're about to learn some law today.
Pre-law. I liked both songs. Like I do bop both in the car.
Yeah.
So, but like Nicki is just so funny to me.
I just want peace between them. Me too. I love when women come together.
We're always fighting. We have to stop.
We have to stop. Like, stop fighting over it. If it's over this guy, who cares? He's a nobody.
We don't fight over boys.
No.
We don't fight over boys.
When she said you got shot, but there's no scar. How you get shot, but there's no scar?
Like, facts.
No, but Megan's been through a lot, too.
No, it's just like they're both. Like, just fucking stop.
Just stop.
Be cool.
But I do love a rap battle.
I do love a rap battle. Like,
I like when men battle each other.
Me too. Me too.
Women, I like when there's 20 girls on one song.
Yeah.
That's where I'll leave it.
I agree. I agree.
Okay. We have so many. I have so many stories I've been wanting to talk about. I'm going to have to.
I'm going to do a solo episode and I'm going to bang out a bunch of stories to talk about that have really been just like on my mind.
Oh, another thing. I just remembered. Ice Spice should have won New Artist of the Year. I'm sorry.
Agreed. Because Victoria Monet is not new.
She's not new. I'm not saying Victoria Monet shouldn't have won something, but just not the
She's
new
just
one.
She's not new.
But I will say Ice Spice and Baby Fat, iconic.
No.
I have to buy Baby Fat shoes again or something. Like, bring back Baby Fat.
Of course.
Okay. Okay. Also, did you see that a luxury suite at the Super Bowl, which includes 20 tickets, 2 parking passes, cost $2.5 million?
Hold on. 20 tickets, you only get 2 parking passes?
Yeah.
Nah, like, the America is sick.
$2.5 million.
Yeah, because I know that
so much
they had posted that like Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Colepo like couldn't afford it, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. This story came out.
I mean, who can afford that?
That's sick. The story came out. They interviewed, I think they interviewed her mom, not his mom.
Even if you split that between 20 people.
I think they interviewed her mom and she was like, they had decided that like Christian and Olivia were like, we can't afford to like do that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And the mom was like, even money bags and like money and her can't afford it or something.
Yeah.
And then Olivia came and posted it, like reposted it and was like, this is fake news. Happy birthday, mom. And so they ended up getting a suite.
Damn.
But it was crazy that like Christian McCaffrey, arguably the best running back in the NFL who is playing in the Super Bowl, can't afford a suite.
I just broke it down. It's $125,000 per person.
I'm good.
I mean,
I can afford that, but
can you imagine all your friends saying, hey, are we going to go in on this? And you're like,
and you're counting your fucking quarters in your piggy bank.
I could throw in 1,000.
Yeah. Like I got 1,000 on it. Who's got the 124?
Like, bitch, broke ass. You can't come.
And I know I'm not getting a parking ticket with that 1,000. Yeah, so I bet I need a ride too.
Don't even think.
Yeah. No, that was like, it better be banging in there. Like, you better have unlimited everything.
But even if you could, like...
No, it's not worth...
$2.5, I'm buying a house.
It's not worth $125,000 for me to individually be part of this group. It's like, I can't justify that. And I never will. No. I never will. That's sick.
Okay.
Is that your story? Is that your tea?
No. I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is my story. Okay.
You go first.
The Spurs mascot caught a bat in the middle of their game. You guys,
that was iconic.
This was late January, but during one of the Spurs games. Okay. So actually when we went to Austin right when COVID was about to start, like late February, early March of 2020. It was the last trip we went on.
The COVID was already out and about. It was kind of eerie.
No, like it's questionable of whether or not we should have gone on that trip, but the past is the past.
It was a great trip.
It was one of the best
We got to go back to Austin.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was fun.
We went on like this little, first of all, they put us on a boat. Like you rented a boat. It was cute.
For your birthday.
It was cute. And like the dinner was bomb.
That was fun.
No, it was romantic.
Yeah.
When Erin does like me though, she likes me.
I got you flowers, bitch.
She got me tulips the other day and I was like, I don't think anyone's ever bought me flowers before.
It's because usually I'm like, oh, they're for the house. But I said, these are for you.
No, it was like really nice. It was really nice.
Yeah, don't say I don't like you. It's a privilege.
She doesn't like me.
It's a privilege.
Anyway.
Maybe I need to remind you it is a privilege.
This is crazy. So when we were there on this boat, they were like, you have to go drive it under. First of all, I also can't believe they just like give you a boat and they're like, okay, go, with nobody helping.
They straight up let us drive this. Like, it wasn't a small.
No, I can't get over that. Like, I don't have a boater's license, like a boating license. Like, I'm not a.
Captain. They were just like, you just turn this and do that. And we're like,
and they were like, and here's your food and here's some beer.
Texas is different.
No, it's Wild Wild West. So we were on this boat and they were like, you have to go to the bridge at when the sun sets because all the bats fly out. And we were like, excuse me?
Yeah.
So we went, we were sitting in the water and all of a sudden from under this bridge, thousands of bats.
Yeah. It's crazy.
No, it was.
Everyone from the city comes down to look at it.
Yeah, everybody's watching. And like, bats are fucking freaky. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the podcast. And if I have, I don't really care. I'm going to tell it again because it shaped my life. When I was younger and my family moved from Southern California to Seattle, we were living in an extended stay for a short period of time. And me and my dad were going to walk out of the extended stay. We were going to use the stairs to go down. And in the corner, there was something hanging. And I was like, what is that? And my dad looked up and it was a bat.
In the extended stay?
In the extended stay. Not in our room, but in the hallway to go down to the stairwell.
Yeah.
I had never, the only bat I had ever seen up until that point in my life was the white bat in Ace Ventura. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like,
Guano!
Guano! top three movies for me. Bat droppings. When he's eating it, so funny.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like,
when the bat's like stuck on him and he's running around
and he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's too much. I have to watch that movie ASAP.
Same. I'll put it on our movie list.
Add it. So as a kid, I was so scared.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was just like, no, this bat's gonna get me because like they got Ace. So it's gonna get me.
Uh-huh. So then and you're not even a pet detective.
Exactly. So I wouldn't know what to do with it. And so I've always had like this weird like fear of bats ever since then. Like, why is there a bat in Seattle? Like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I was tripping about it.
Yeah.
So then we were watching these bats in Austin. I was like, this is so fucking freaky that there's like hundreds of people out here and we're all watching these bats.
Yeah.
This is sick. This is how COVID started.
Yeah.
This is how COVID started in Austin, bitch.
Wasn't it from a bat?
We don't know still. And like,
that's one
of the theories. We'll never
someone
know.
Someone ate a bat?
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne, he started it. Remember? I just feel like we just
bats
like.
Bats are freaky.
No, bats are sick. So at the fucking Spurs game.
Yeah.
This bat.
Forgot where we were going.
Was flying through the gym.
Texas.
No, it's sick.
Why does Texas have so many bats?
I don't know. I didn't know that about the state.
Right in if you're from Texas. That's like, freaky.
Now I know. But the mascot put on a Batman outfit and he was running around the court with his big ass net.
And he caught it.
And he caught it.
And I was dying at the players like cheering him on.
No, they were all like, it was a show. It was like a halftime show.
No,
Manu Ginobili was dying.
I would have been losing
we'll post the video on our story. I would have been in tears on the bench.
Dying.
Like,
I wonder how long it actually took.
I need to know.
Yeah.
It was like he dove for it a couple times and missed.
Why was the bat in the middle of the...
I just don't understand how bats get inside. I don't know why they're inside. I know they don't want to be in there. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking freaky.
That's so weird because I don't have good memory, you know?
Yeah.
There is one memory of the night we were moving from California to Washington when I was younger. There was a white bat flying around outside.
Guano.
Yeah. I remember that like so vividly in the night.
Great white bat.
Isn't that weird?
Bats are scary.
Yeah, that'll make it. Oh, and speaking of, you guys know how that crow pecked me multiple times
mm-hmm,
in my head?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple crows?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a hummingbird flew into my head, remember, in Palm
yeah.
Springs?
Yeah. No, hummingbirds are a bird.
Bubs, just get up on the couch then.
God, he's so scared of Webby. It's insane. And she's just like, sleep.
A hummingbird flew, and we looked up symbolism for hummingbirds. So, like, if you don't think this hummingbird comes to my window every day in my office, like, I'm sorry, but, like, someone is trying to reach me right now.
Yep. Hummingbird is our bird.
Yeah. Great story.
Yeah. I'm glad he caught it.
Me too. That would have been wild. Okay, my tea. Utah teen arrested for allegedly taping fish to ATM machines.
No, that's insane.
He is known as the Fish Bandit. And, like, these pictures are hilarious. It's literally random fish with black tape. Nope, sorry, just duct tape.
No, just duct tape.
Two ATM screens.
Like, why?
A teenage boy in Provo, Utah, is facing charges after allegedly taping fish to various ATMs in the city and even a police car.
Like, what? Why? You know what I mean? What was the point?
Okay, so, and of course, the fishy behavior is uploaded to an Instagram account titled fish_bandit84.
84.
No, I'm actually crying because that's like the easiest way to get linked back.
Of course. I just don't really understand what the point of that was. Like, it's funny as hell.
Wait, can I read you some of the comments?
Please.
They gotta let bro off the hook for real.
No, stop. Not off the hook.
Never seen a crime of this scales.
Stop. No, the internet is undefeated.
Ain't nothing to do in Utah, huh? What he's trying to say is the government is doing something fishy with our money.
No, facts. It's subliminal.
This is probably the most interesting thing to do in that town.
It is for sure.
They should have let SpongeBob Anchorman cover the story.
Stop.
Damn, wait. That's raw. All right,
laughs.
That's good.
That's laughs.
God, people are so funny.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, man. Okay. What's your trait? Toxic trait?
One of my toxic traits is that when Aaron likes me and she wants to be cute and snuggly, sometimes I'm like, stop. But then when she's not and she doesn't like me, that's all I want. Pining for her attention.
Like I said, it's a privilege. Mm-hmm. It is a privilege to be liked every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd be taking advantage of it. And then when I don't feel like doing it, it's like, well, she'll like me more yesterday.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I guess that's my toxic trait, is that I don't like everyone the same every day.
It's hard.
And it's nothing personal.
No. And I'll say it again and I'll say it every day. There's nothing more personal than that.
Yeah, but you just can't take it personal.
It's crazy.
It's just like, it's not you, it's me. But it's you sometimes.
No, it's me. It's always me.
It's not me, it's you.
No, then that is the vibe.
Yeah.
That is the vibe.
Hey, but the end of the...
What?
Let me rewind.
But
I said, at the end of the day, I love you. That's at the what end matters.
And I do know that.
Sometimes I want to punch you in the face, but I love you.
Yeah.
And that's love.
It's marriage for sure.
And that's marriage.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's no one else I'd rather sit next to on the couch and say, don't breathe on me.
No, you literally like, yeah. Didn't want me. didn't care.
I get the ick for just like people some days.
Yeah.
But it's nothing personal.
Yeah. Still so personal.
Okay, we got to wrap this up.
Okay, we have to
We have so much more to say, but like we just can't. We'll save it and we'll get to your write-ins.
I'm going to do a solo episode and just like talk about tea and news and like myself.
Okay.
So.
Well, we can't wait. We love to hear it. Write us toxictpodcast@gmail.com. Anonymous link in our bio. Share our podcast. Share it to a friend. Someone from Utah or Texas so we can get the word spread about why they have so many bats and why are they taping fish?
I need to know all answers, please.
Yeah.
And just if you're dating a Gemini, just like stay strong.
And share this to the other Geminis.
Stay strong out there.
Or people dating Geminis.
Yeah.
Okay, we love you guys.
Oh, that's your closer?
What?
I don't know. I feel like, okay.
ToxicTPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or Instagram.
Yeah. And TikTok.
Or on TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're on all platforms.
Yeah.
Is there anything else more?
Nope. All right, y'all. Have a good week.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.